This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All Access Postgame Show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, I know that, you know, you can't really say everything that maybe you're thinking with NCAA rules, but have you ever been a part of a game where there were 3 6-on-3s in a lacrosse game?
I'm not going to comment on the officiating. You can go call the assigner or whoever they are that assigns the officials. I know who they are, actually. But, you know, it was really weird how it happened. And, you know, I thought they just inserted themselves into the game, which is a real shame because I thought the kids played really well. But we got to learn a lot. We're a little undisciplined there. We got ourselves in the situation. Brent has to do a better job in the faceoffs. But he was battling with a really bad bruised shoulder. Probably shouldn't have even played. And we needed him to gut it out a little bit. So, you know, he's probably take next week off. I won't even play. But, you know, we got to get him healthy. And, you know, we got to do a better job knowing how the officials are going to call the game, knowing what they're looking for, and I didn't think we did. And I thought that they became a part of the game, unfortunately. But we need not to let them become part of the game. I got to coach them better to make them understand that, and that's my responsibility. And I got to do a better job.
Now, on defense, though, particularly on the man down, I thought for the most part you guys did a nice job of rotating and covering up the shooting lanes and the passing lanes there. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough tonight.
No, I mean, when you're 3 men down, you can only do so much. But I thought we did a really good job rotating around, killing time in there. And I thought, you know, they did a good job for the most part. When you're 3 men down, it's really tough. But, you know, our man down did a really good job. We're down 13 times. Just said to give up 5 goals. You know, it's not too bad against a high-quality team like Salisbury. But, you know, we got to learn to settle down a little bit. You know, some of the calls where, you know, our guys got to understand, and we got to put ourselves in an aggressive game like this. You know, things kind of happen, and you know they're tight calls, and it is what it is.
Coach, the good news looking at the stat sheet, you still outshoot them by 7, 39, 32, 7 less turnovers, especially when you had 5 turnovers right away. You guys really cleaned up the turnovers on your end and seemed to play a better game throughout.
Yeah, I mean, we got to shoot the ball better. It's been our Achilles heel for the last 4 games, really, the 3 games, and we just kind of letting goalies off the hook a little bit. I think that we've had quality shots. We've got to shoot the better places. We talked to the team a little bit. We have several breaks with good opportunities that we missed, some good man-up shots that we missed. You know, we got to do a better job, and we need the bear down there against the better teams to shoot the ball better because we are getting really good contributions and good shots, and I think the offense worked really hard against a solid defense to get good shots at times. But, again, we kind of made some really casual turnovers in the clearing game and some little mistakes that, you know, were a little soft. And I told the team the tougher team's going to win tonight, and I thought Salisbury made some more tougher plays than us at times to score some goals, and especially man up, they played well. But, you know, I thought they made a few more tougher plays than we did, and a couple plays we were in position to make that could have been the difference, and we didn't make them. So I tap my hat to Salisbury. You know, I don't think they're a lot better than us. You know, I just think that we made more mistakes, and then, you know, they played a little cleaner than us, and that's what we got to do better is play cleaner.
Now, the other thing, too, for you guys is you guys have a game right away on Wednesday again. Still a lot left to play for you guys. Obviously, this isn't the end of the road here.
You know, we lost 2 games last year and still won the national title, and, you know, we weren't the number 1 seed in the NCAA tournament and stuff, so we got a long way to go. Just like Jim says, his team, they got a long way to go. They got another game coming up in there, so there's a lot of things going on here. The games we learn, you learn through the course of the season in order to be successful, and all these lessons that we take into effect are going to help us be a better team down the stretch, and I think we got a good team. I think we got good kids. You know, they just got to stay a little more composed. You know, we just got to handle how they call the calls a little bit, and we got to shoot the ball a little bit better and be a little tougher, you know, and I think we will. I think we'll get there.
Coach, right along with that, I mean, the best part about this is if you guys do your job, you'll most likely see them again if they do their job.
Yeah, and we're not really worried about that. And right now, we'll see them again. That's fine. But, you know, I told the guys, just like in the locker room 3 years ago, you know, they beat us 3 times last year. We beat them twice. We had more chip. We beat them twice last year. They come in. They were motivated to play us. They beat us. So, you know, it kind of goes that way. It's ever the motivated team kind of goes. It goes in that stretch a little bit. So, but, you know, they played well. I tip my cap to them. And, you know, we'll get ready for our next game against Messiah on Wednesday.